Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lions shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, because I want to talk back and forth to you, because my sister, my oldest sister, when she saw the information I had put up on the Facebook about Valentine's Day, she called me and told me that Valentine's Day was a fuck fest. So I looked at that word that she had said, fuck fest, and I made me a lecture out of the fuck fest. And because when you say be my Valentine, you are asking, will you be my fuck fest? That's what you basically asking the person, be my Valentine. And so I thought that was one of the most unique things that my unique older sister always come up with. She's one of those cum laude girls, you know, that I talk about all the time. You know, her brother ain't got none of them cum laudes and stuff. And she always been number one in her class because of one simple reason. Daddy taught us, God bless the child that got his own and all, and that It ain't a goddamn thing that you couldn't do if you put your mind to it. So your mind, my daddy said, you had to will your mind to do what the fuck you wanted to do. And if you will your mind to do what it wanted to do, hell, you could do it. So I'm going to start a series of lectures called the Fuck Fest. And you know me, Brother Drew, we have to start with in a chronological order, and we start with what was number one, what was number two, what was number three. And we know for a fact that this word that I use, creation, is a word that is a compound word, meaning something has already been created, Brother Drew, and out of that creation comes the word of creation. You can see what did this shit that was created, what it has to come through. That's how you trace history. And the fuck fest started with when White Daddy conquered a colored race of people. When he came out of the Caucasus Mountain, we're going to start this fuck fest. When he came out of the Caucasus Mountain, and he started conquering people, and he called it booty. So we're going to see who got the booty. You know what we call booty, you know, is who got this poontang. And see, when White Daddy mixed his seed with a colored race of people, it created another nation of people. Not a race, because there ain't no such thing as a goddamn race of people. That's what White Daddy created. See, when we look at this fuck fest like this, Brother Drew, we can see who created what and who didn't create it, and out of what came this creation. You see what I'm talking about? And see, we can say, truthfully say in 2017 that the Germanic race of people, the white man, what we call it, is the greatest motherfucker that ever lived on the face of the earth, because he has mixed his seed with every colored race of seed. To right now, you only have six nation of people that white man ain't never mixed his seed with. Two of them in the Amazon, two of them in India, and two of them in New Guinea of colored people. They call them pygmies. And they say they are uncivilized. White folks say these people are uncivilized. We got six uncivilized tribes that we speak in 2017 that white folks ain't went and got the poontang. I don't know. The only reason I say he ain't went and got the poontang down where they live at is so remote that if white boy ain't found no diamonds or gold or oil or something that he can use down there, that he ain't been down there. They're the only people on a Thyra, which we call Earth, first called a Thyra, that is actually an ancient Anunnaki. See, this the only true bread called uncivilized. And remember that white boy taught you backwards. He's a backwards ass fucker, hell, because you understand the language we're speaking right now is backwards. And we read from left to right, and that's backwards from colored people, these ancient Anunnakians. So we got six tribes of the ancient Anunnakians that's living right now on the face of the earth that ain't got his seed mixed with this Martian that invaded the northern hemisphere 50,000 years ago and created this alien being that's walking around now that own everything, that he got just enough of Anunnakian blood left in him that in 2017, which he say, which is actually five the year exactly 5777. If you're on the original calendar of Amanyah, this is 5777. This is why Brother Drew, they announced that. I get tempted, Brother Drew, because see the on the news. If you listen to the news, they say they discovered 5 new planets, Brother Drew. They discovered 5 new planets, but that's mighty funny. Why do the ancient people already know about these 5 new planets? We already know about where the Earth is right now. We are in the year of the grand year of Aquarius, which came in 1960. It didn't come in year 2000, the year the grand year. It came in 1960. Yah told us that we would have signs that we would go by, our ancient people, that when we got close to ancient Nubia. And Yah can reach Earth. How she would reach Earth? Through the weather. That's the only way that she can reach Earth and destroy the shit that's down here, is that she would destroy it with the weather. And we are seeing that right now. You're living in unseasonable weather right now. So you had to know all of this stuff right here to understand where we are, right, and who is teaching us backwards. See, we'll use three great books, Brother Drew. It's three sources of information we'll use to explain the mind of ex-slaves, because there are three history books that don't belong to them, that the people born over here at this time period of time that is known as African America, you don't know nothing about your originality, you the African American, or where you come from. You're searching, trying to find out where you come from. The answer is in the three books that you say you believe in. If you, in 2017, Brother Drew, the African-American will say he is a Christian, that is a black Gentile, say that I'm a black Israelite, and he will say I'm a black Muslim. That means the three books of those three beliefs is the Bible, the Torah, and the Quran. In those three books, they got what they call instruction to creation. These instructions tell you that at a certain period of time, Magog and Gog would take some children of Abraham from Keturah and Abraham's marriage to the Western Hemisphere, and that they won't know nothing about their originality. They had to use these three books, and it would be a certain period of time, certain generations, before they would understand these three books. And the only way you can understand it, you have to renew your mind of the instructions that was in that book. Now, this book tells you that that would be a nation of people. They give you the instructions of what to look for at a certain period in time, that you will see a nation of people that didn't know anything about them, and they would be calling themselves these three names. Well, ain't we got that at this period in time, Brother Drew?
Yeah.
We got that. So we FBIs, we investigating some shit right now. In other words, we sitting down reasoning with each other and seeing if what's written in these three books is floating around out here in history. And it is. It's telling us what the fuck to look for. So we going to look for what it said to look for behind the fuck fest. You had to wait many years before this shit came into existence, to got to 2017, many people didn't get to see what me and you seeing right now, Brother Drew. Hell, see it. You only seeing what we seeing in this generation of people. We don't live many worlds, so we're looking for this world that we're looking in now, and we got black Gentiles, black Israelites, and black Muslims as we speak. We got these people that's possessing that they are these people. That book, all three of them books agree with each other that this race of people would be there and would not know anything about their originality, and they would be claiming that they were from nations of people, and they wasn't. They weren't from these nation of people. So we looking at this right now, so let's do some more investigating. It says that these three books say that they would be fooled by Magog. In each one of them's book, it tells you that they had to renew their mind and go back to the pure language. Well, that's strange. The oldest language we know over across the water, they call it Hebrew. In the Western Hemisphere, they call it Yalakwadash. We know that for a fact because, hell, your son at 12 years old was teaching it. So it told you in all three of them books that there was a group of people, that's me and you, Brother Drew, that would rise up and tell the story as y'all men of the Western Hemisphere over here out of this nation of people at a certain period of time. Well, you listening to three of these books prophesied, as you say in these books, that it would happen. And you're listening to their voices. They would tell you that they would come and tell you exactly what we telling them, how you was created. Meaning that you had to renew your mind of who you were. And the word that got you, Brother Drew, can't renew your mind is RACE. You think that you come from a race of people, Brother Drew. That number one word has gotten these three groups of people that belong to these three organizations with their belief system is they believe they are a race of people. And there is no such thing as a race of people. There is a nation of people, and a nation of people, the word nation, the definition of nation is a group of people united in one belief. But there ain't never been a race of people. And you know how come we know that, Brother Drew? Because no goddamn body knowed anything about a race of people until 1776, when Jonah F. Blumenbach, a German anthropologist, and Robert A. Cunningham, an English anthropologist, said that there was a race of people. And they started teaching this in the white man's school system, which was taught to you from 6 years old program you. See, when you start teaching somebody at 6 and 3 years old without cram day, you program that it is a race of people, and you believe that you come from a race of people. And when you didn't come from a race of people, that is called psychological warfare that we talked about last week, of a word being used upon that you think that you are, and your ass ain't that. You didn't come from no damn race of people. The very history of the man that started a race of people, in that history, when we go back and see what Jonah F. Blumenbach said about a nation of people and how this nation of people was a race of people, then you would understand that when at that given morning, that's where the word racism came into existence. See, racism is a compound word coming off of the word race, which Jonah F. Blumenbach and two German anthropologists invented up under using another science called the science of eugenics, coming out of the Masonic order of the three Ruffins. That's why you was taught the three R's in school: reading, writing, R-I-G-H-T, and writ, R-I-T, matic. Not A and not W. You didn't teach A-W. You weren't taught A-W, you were taught the three R's, and you don't know a damn thing about writing and arithmetic, being there's another psychological use of your mind that you program that you are come from a race of people. Jonah F. Blumenbach say everything that came from the southern hemisphere in creation was called, you became the Ike boys. What I call it, you became the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Cushites. You become the Ike boys. Then he turned around and say everything that came from the eastern hemisphere was the red man and the Nice boys. And you became Chinese, Burmese, Taiwanese, Vietnamese, Chinese. This is what two white men said. Now, when he got the name in the Germanic race of people, which they said was the pure bred in mankind, not in human beings, but mankind. See, they was trying to breed human being blood out of them and stay with mankind. When this word race came in, this is the ism to race. The ism means the teaching of. But you had to understand the science of eugenics to get the teaching of, and go back and research in a chronological order when this goddamn shit came in. Hell, we wouldn't have known nothing about this shit if we wasn't going in a chronological order, Brother Drew. See, we starting from the beginning and coming all the way goddamn down the line so we can get a good understanding of how we done been bullshitted over two words, race and God. We believe that there is a God and that we come from a race of people. And everybody, the black Gentile, the black Israelites, and the black Muslim, will say, I believe in God. Every last one of them will say that, Brother Drew. And when you ask them the name of the gods that they believe in, the Muslim will tell you he believe in Allah. You ask the Hebrew Israelite, he'll tell you Hashem. If you ask the Gentile, he'll tell you Jesus. That's what he'll tell you. as we speak right now. So we know we got the goddamn nation of people that we're looking at. We know we got this history right, and we know we're in the right time period of this history of these three books. We live in that history. Because we walking back down memory lane and opening up a can of whoop ass on what, and get a better understanding of what we say we know. Because, see, every nation of people, Brother Drew, and you know we know this, has a God.
Right.
That one word done tricked them. And every nation of people that got a God got a different goddamn creation story of how they people came into fucking existence. Every nation of people. And the Bible comes into existence, the people of the Bible, which the Quran and the Torah call them the people of the book. So whenever you read in the Quran, the people of the book, they talk about this goddamn Christian, this black-ass Christian right here, and these white-ass Christians. That's who that book is talking. Torah the same way. They say you're the people of the book. You see, but you don't understand that if you're a Bible reader, because shit, you say ain't no religion that, and you didn't understand that your religious ass came, that the Torah and the Quran was here before your Bible got here by many centuries. And your black ass, your Bible came in 1881. This Quran was wrote in the 6th century. This Torah was wrote in 2500 B.C. And so understand the Quran, the Torah and the Quran, it's the same thing up to a certain period of time in their history. Then they switched over. If you know the history of Christianity, you know all of them came out of the Torah up to a certain period of time through mixing the seed, creating another race of people with another belief that came out of another belief of Hinduism. That's what you see right now as we speak. In two words, race and God. See, when John L. Blumenbach said their race of people was English man, Scottish man, German. So he named himself the only man on earth. When there is two kinds of mankind on earth, because there are two beings on earth, one a human being, one a subhuman being. And y'all know who the subhuman being is, the one that don't look like you, that done fool you, that y'all got the same God, got the same creator, and you the same being, which you ain't. And the only way that you're going to know that is you had to renew your goddamn mind. Your mind is a school of thoughts, how you think. And see, when you start believing this, in this, brother, do you see where our problem lies when we go through everything? See, everything we know starts with the mind. A mind is a school of thoughts. A school of thoughts is what you believe in.
Yeah,
now,
and like you said, brother, they condition your mind at 6 years old, so you'll be in their school of thoughts, because we keep sending our kids to their schools.
Right. And see, until you understand you had to understand creation of who you were. And we have to ask the person, who are you? You are a individual. Your mind had to become united with the original way of what your mind first was in. And that'll bring you to another word called imagination. Imagination, compound word, Brother Drew. Image starts in your mind. In order for you to create something, you it first had to become in your mind. This is what Amanya taught us. This is the teachings of Amanya. She telling us about imagination. In her imagination, she created a nation in her image with her mind. You understand what I'm saying, Brother Drew? We explaining this word imagination. The image started in Amanya's mind to build a nation, to create a nation. That's a group of people united in one belief, the belief of Amanya. This is who we are. The Anunnaki is who was first put down here, the human being. Through the flux is, all of this shit got took away from us, and we got the mind of old white magic, done fucked up old black magic and put his ass in a spell. That's the way I put it. This is why you are created an individual. Nobody has four things about you. That's why you was made so unique, so you wouldn't get fucked up while you down here, somebody telling you that you's a race of people called African American or anything else. At one period in time, you had to realize this in your mind that it ain't no race of people and it ain't no God. But as long as your mind believes there's a race of people and a God, then your mind can't be jump-started or renewed. Only the people that can renew your mind is that you had to follow this process. See, everything in creation falls up under the 12 laws of nature. Once you become a being, come up under the second law of nature. Once the first law of nature go through a process from a matter to inorganic matter all the way up the field until it become a being which breathes the atmosphere of Athara, then you go through the 12 laws of nature. When you become a being, you are placed up under the second law of nature because you couldn't become a being without the second law of nature, which is the laws of opposites. It had to be a male and a female for you to produce another being, a male and a female. Well, you started off as a human being. Then you became a subhuman being 50,000 years ago. In the southern hemisphere and the northern hemisphere, something happened. And you lost the belly of your skin. You had to go into that history to understand creation. Your mind had to go be transferred and understand that part of creation of who you are. You were created with the number four, meaning four things about you, to let you know that if it's the number four in the thinking and teaching, I'm teaching you Yahwehism now, how the ism of the teaching of Yah is. The number four is the number that we would understand about our bodies based upon the ancient numbering system. Four things about you that no one has about you, meaning represents that you are made out of the four elements. Brother Drew, that's a reminder that you are made out of the four elements. You know what the four elements is. You are the fifth element, and your number is five and not six, which the six is nothing but a nine, and you disconnect the nine, it becomes a ten. When it's a nine, the disciples sit on the left. When it's a six, the disciples sit on the right. So you had to understand the knowledge of the cipher when it's you, the perpendicular line, and who the cipher is. When we understand this, and all these instructions are in these three books. See, he told you to go back to the Ancient of Days, all these books refer you back to go back into the thinking and the mindset of the ancient days. In the book of Proverbs, in each one of these books, it said, tell you don't remove the ancient landmarks. In the book of Zebediah, it tells you go back to the original certified. Tell you go back to the original tongue, that you would be speaking a tongue that was alienated to the original tongue. So you be speaking the tongue of the three sixes of Shaitan, Satan, the devil. That's how it's written in all three of them books. So we don't have no problem of finding the people who speak from left to right and who speak the ex-slave who speak that tongue and don't know a goddamn thing about himself. Well, hell, them three books, right now we walking around, Brother Drew. So what we going through now is understanding who you are. In Yah's image, she, in her imagination, she created a nation of people in her image. See, this was told to you in the book, but you couldn't read it because it's up on the esoteric knowledge. But we reading the shit now because we're breaking the shit down and through investigation and through studying with the learned elders of Zion. See, when you study with the learned elders of Zion and have two great-great-grandfathers, one lived to be 98 years old and one lived to be 120 years old, and they came in your life at 3 years old and left out of your life when you was in the ninth grade. Well, then they pay a big important part because they was teaching your ass. I got a special damn teaching. So to learn out of the Zions, I was taught by them. Didn't understand what the fuck they were saying, Brother Drew, until now. And so when you talk by them, when you taught by certain people that know the knowledge, well, then you can put all this shit together. You can see creation. Great-great-grandpa used to tell me, and my daddy, in order for you to understand how you created, you had to see creation. In other words, me and you, the Bible go into, it tells you what a seal is in the Bible. And so you had to know what a seal was. In the ancient days, what was a seal? He's a person that, like me and you, some nations of people call him a guru, historian, you know him, everything. But oracles, I mean, we've been known as a whole lot of people. Different nations of people call us different names. But when Yah created us in her image and created a nation of people, we are that nation of people that you find in the West at a certain period in time that would come into existence through DNA. That's modern day time thinking. I mean, see, ain't nothing new under the sun, so cloning and all that. See, we all are clones. See, we got cloned when the motherfucker at the fuck fest, at booty call. Booty call at the fuck fest, little sister. I got to make me a song out of that thing, too. Booty call at the fuck fest. See, with the booty call we got at the fuck fest, you had to understand this is why we in the situation it is. Now, it's clear in the Bible, the Torah, and the Quran, it clearly tells you don't mix your seed with other nation of people. And it tells you specifically not to mix your seed with the people out of the Caucasus Mountain. If you go into the Bible, the first thing that the hippie on the stick told his disciples, if you're following in my way, in my footsteps, this is how my disciples should go out. The first thing he told you, he said, don't go in the ways of the Gentiles. That's the first instructions, first order. Now, the people of the book, who is the black Christian, the black Gentile, you call yourself a black Gentile, you say you believe in Jesus, And Jesus' first order that's found in the 10th chapter of Matthew, if you don't, your ass don't know where the fuck to find it, it was put in the 10th chapter, Brother Drew, because who numbers 10?
Yeah.
And guess what, Brother Drew? When I called in, that's another thing. I wrote this down. I found it simply amazing. When I called in and got through, you know where they tell you how long the show will be on, and they told me in 10 minutes and 37 seconds. That scared the shit out of me. Because, you know, the numbers be flashing, and you put your life up under them. If you know what we know, you put your life up under certain, and I'm highly aware of numbers and shit that's happened at a certain time and period, especially right now with what the hell is going on. She be sending you them signs. You get your signs through the shit that happened to you on certain numbers. I already noticed. But I say 10, 10. God damn, how did that happen? How did, when I dial the phone, that how would I know that when I got through it would be 10, 10? That's a sign from 10:10.
Yeah.
I look at that. I forgot to tell you that about that when we first started. But what these three books are saying, Brother Drew, let's look at this deep. It says for us to renew our mind, and me and you done call ourselves all three of them names at one time or another in our life. And that through these three teachings, we could have the instructions and follow the instructions. We would know that a race of people, you are not a race of people. You are a individual. Your mind had to understand that you are a individual. But through the teaching of God, you can't become an individual if you believe in God. You just can't, Brother Drew. You can't believe in God. God has got to leave your thinking for you to progress in life. But according to these three books, this will happen, and we're seeing that. Ask anybody that's born after 1980. I'll put it right there, Brother Drew. I think we can start in 1980. If you ask the majority of the people born after 1980, which would be the Y generation of people, they don't believe in God. They do not believe. I didn't talk to too many many of them. I got my baby son, Courtney. He ain't but 22. I met him when he was 1 year old. He asked me to be his daddy. I told him I'd be his daddy, and I'm his daddy. I raised him till he was 22 years old. And you know that. And his age bracket, people don't believe in God. Neither do they go to church, the majority. See, and that's where the key is, the majority. See, nobody is alike. Your mind has to understand that you are the greatest person that ever walked the face of the earth. As good as you claim that you could make love, you couldn't even love upon you. Your mind has got to generate that energy and those thoughts for you to jumpstart your whole body and yourself to go off into becoming the great creator that you are. You are, if you created in the image of the creator, then what that makes you on earth is a creator. Now, you can create good, bad, evil, anything. You're a creator. You're great at what you create. So whatever you create will become great. So we can see that three books told us that you will see a repeat in history, repeated itself seven times through seven kingdoms. We were supposed to look for history repeating itself seven times through seven. Well, we live in the seven great kingdom, which is called America. And it said, look for the seven great kingdoms up under the double-head eagles. Oh, so the double-head eagle Masons, we up under the great seal of the United States. So we know we got the time and the place correct that these three books was talking about. You say they would, history would repeat. History would repeat that we will see the days would look like Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, the days didn't look like Sodom and Gomorrah, Brother Drew, when me and you were little bitty boys. When me and you was little bitty boys at 9 years old, we was playing cowboys and Indians, had a damn BB gun. The girls was playing with mud cakes, and me and you was shooting marbles, gambling each other, because we was shooting marbles, what we call for keeps. When you shoot for keeps, that's gambling.
Right.
I got my I learned that the hard goddamn way. When I went home with about 300 marbles. I had almost a half a croaker sack full of marbles. I had to put it in my wagon and put it on the back of my goddamn bicycle to take my shit home. When I got home, Big Mama said, boy, where you get all them marbles from? She said, I bought you a 10-cent sack of marbles. Where you get all them marbles from? Where you steal them from? I say, I ain't stole them marbles, Big Mama. I won them marbles. She say, you won some marbles? She say, so your little ass gambling. I say, what you know, ma'am? We playing for keeps. She say, what the hell you think playing for keeps is? She say, you go give every goddamn one of them marbles back to whoever you got. She say, get on that goddamn bicycle. Let's go. I had to give all them marbles back in that sack of, she told me to pick out 30 marbles. So that was in what she bought me was 30 marbles for 10 cents. And give the rest of them back to them children that I done stole them from. Gambling like your daddy. And your grandpa. You ain't going to be a gambler. That's what I learned, that playing marbles for keeps was gambling. And see, and which it was, you know. It didn't look at me like that, but it was because of them old, that belief system, you know. I had them, that's the teaching that you had in parenting. That's now. Thursday I went over to Dr. Jamal, you probably know him. He didn't have he was on Robert's show, and he said he didn't have the book, Willie Lynch book. So, we had a whole lot of them, so I had an extra one, so I gave him one. But we go sit up some stuff with him. And next week, Brother Drew, while I'm thinking about it, next week we're going to do our show from, we're gonna do the show from the Arts of Changes. That's
what
kind of
changes?
The Art of Change. That's a 3200 Lancaster Suite 623. Fred asked me to do a show down there and explain the map of the four hemispheres.
Oh, okay.
The map. So we're gonna do the radio show down there, and after the radio show, if y'all wanna come down, anybody listening or something, I'll put it on Facebook. Wanna come down, I'm gonna do question and announcing for an hour.
Okay.
Now, so you can ask those meatballs any question that you ever wanna ask in your life, whatever you wanna meatball will tell you the book to go find it in or how to get to it. You can ask me any question pertaining to history that you want to ask me, and we guarantee you that we can answer the question. Your question will be answered, because everything, how we study for the spirit time, you can ask us these questions and we can answer. So next week we're going to do the show from down there. So
okay,
what these three books are saying, Brother Julius, is that we done did what the books to renew your mind from the way this white man banged it. We ain't mad at him or nothing, but you had to understand that the way you was taught is backwards. And see, when you're going backwards, after so many generations of generations, you see right now that when the days look like Sodom and Gomorrah, your ass is backwards, lost up in backwards. You so goddamn backwards, your ass done got lost in backwards. Your ass is so backwards because of your belief. You can see that because of your belief, we ask, what system did our belief come through? Our belief came through the majority of the nation of people that call themselves Americans became Democrats, became liberal through liberalism. The Democratic Party, the world that you see in the United States came into existence. That's how it got here. You can see that, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
And it ain't no goddamn opinion. It's a goddamn fact. See, first thing come out of one of these ignorant ass motherfucker. Well, that's an opinion. I mean, goddamn, that's a fact. Because I don't deal with no goddamn opinions. I deal with goddamn facts. And out of this goddamn shit, you don't like the way the fuck I said. I know you don't like the way I said, but goddamn it, it's the truth set you free, not the goddamn Holy Ghost. And goddamn it, you ain't talking to Casper, the friendly ghost. You talking to spooky motherfucker, the goddamn devil. It was two of them goddamn Holy Ghosts. One was named Spooky, one was named Casper, Brother Drew. They made cartoons of how they gave your ass the good ghost and your ass was the bad good with the cigar and the black face and the derby hat. And
right. You
was the devil. So you talking to Spooky now, goddamn it. You ain't talking to Casper. And I'm getting real spooky with your ass the way I'm talking. God damn it, especially if you got the Holy Ghost. So when we look deep off into this shit, this is what we find. It ain't no opinion. Shit, when the Democrats didn't come into existence, into power to 1964, your black ass wasn't no Democrat in goddamn to after 1964. Your history. You sitting up telling us that our opinion ain't your goddamn history. That's what them some bitches tell us. They're like, last night I met a joker gonna tell me he's Kemetic. He's Kemet. I said, well, I'm gonna tell you something, homeboy, when you deal with the meat, he know me real well. I see him all the time. I say, you know you got to come into a chronological order. When did you become Kemet? Because, goddammit, you got some history before you became Kemet. So if you telling me you Kemet, tell me the first person that wasn't, tell me how did the first person become ancient Kemet, which is way down the road, which is when you became Kemet, is way down the road, because so you was other names before you became Kemet. Tell me who got the booty at the fuck fest to change Miss Moran's children to Nubia. Who got the goddamn fuck fest? And then who fucked the Nubian and Miss Moran? Who fucked him to create the Nubian? And tell me right down the line who fucked who till you got to Kemet. Because that's where you got to start with me, because you can't understand your history till you understand who got the booty at the fuck fest.
Right.
That's what I thank my oldest sister for the message to you. That's a point blank message right there. And see, when you go point blank, see, a proverb is a direct statement that is directly to the point. And that's a direct statement that's directly to the point. Because, see, you got the history of Mizmaran, then it became Nubia, then it became ancient, the children of the Nile, then it became all of these names up as they was mixing their seed with other nation of people and getting conquered. The baby out of that seed became a Nubian. The baby out of that seed of mixing a Nubian with a Mizmaran became Egyptian. The Egyptian, by the mixing the seed with the Hyssops, a white nation of people, became this nation of people. Then you had this white boy over here in the southern hemisphere named Cana. So in the Bible, you see the Canaanites, the Hittites, and all of that. Who the hell did these people came out of? Who got the booty at the fuck fest? That's what I want to know. And see, this is an excellent lesson to bring it down on to the hip hoppers, goddamn. Who got the booty at the fuck fest? I got to write me a song about that first, too. But when you realize that in Yah, our mother's imagination, she created a nation of people in her image and gave us her mind. And when we got down here, somebody took our mind away from us. When you can understand that, then you can be what you was put down here to be. You can think like you're supposed to think. Because whenever you think, you become a creator of whatever you want to think. And if you, the great creator that you is, want to have a creation, bring something into existence, well, then you can produce that creation with the laws and the rules of Amun Yah in your mind. And see, this is what you had to understand. See, everything in creation is up under that. Now, we talked about the second creation, and when you can do the first and the second law of nature, then the third law of nature is very easy, Brother Drew. The law of balance, everything be balanced out. And that fifth law, you be in a musical note and be the high keynote, because the next five laws deal with nothing but music, and that's harmony. So, until next week, Brother Drew, I say, next week we'll be at the Act of Change and invite everybody out. I have the map, and we'll be talking about the four hemispheres so we get a good understanding. Like I had to tell them last night, the African got the people that call themselves Africans and African American got the biggest goddamn problem in the world is thinking that all black people came from the southern hemisphere. You got us fucked up. We didn't come from the southern hemisphere. None of my ancestors come from the south, the southern hemisphere. I ain't an African. And when did you become an African? When you tell me you are African, that let me know one goddamn thing. You don't know who the fuck you are. Because my next question is you just became an African. What tribe you come from? God damn it, you didn't come from no tribe called Africa. Some white man named you that, God damn. See, the question is, the greatest motherfucker in the world, do you believe in what the white daddy creation? See, the white daddy's creation is Africa. If my mind believes I'm an African, then hell, whose creation still around my follower? I'm following white daddy. If right. I believe I'm black, I'm following white daddy's creation. So we have to know the difference. The mind has got to know the difference between what white daddy create and what Amun Yah created. So Shabba Yahawadah, Yah, Amun Yah, Ika, Kabal, Arag, Yab Yah.
Maria.